This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Monday, March 15th, 2010. It's March 15th. That means it's the Ides of March, right? Is that when Brutus killed Caesar, I think? I should have looked this up before, but I was just thinking about that. Is that what that means? Ides of March. Yes, here we go. Free Wikipedia. The Ides of March is the name of March 15th in the Roman calendar. The term Ides was used for the 15th day of the month, March, May, July, or October, and the 13th day of other months. The Ides of March was a festive day dedicated to the god Mars, and a military parade was usually held. In modern times, the term Ides of March is best known as the date that Julius Caesar was killed in 709 AUC or 44 BC. Julius Caesar was stabbed to death in the Roman state led by Marcus Junius Brutus, however you say that name. So yes, it's the day that Brutus killed Julius Caesar. I knew it. I thought I was right about that. But when you say beware of the Ides of March, it's like watch out for your enemies. As you know, that's the way I know it. So I was on the lookout for my enemies today, and luckily none of them bothered me. So anyway. So today's the Ides of March, and this is the Arch Radio podcast. Oh, I said Arch Radio. See, now there's a reason, not a reason for that, but well, I'll just talk about the weekend. You know, on the weekend, on Friday night, the boyfriend and I had a pasta and chicken dinner that I made, and we had a couple bottles of wine, because you may have heard the podcast that we recorded on Friday night. And I said on the podcast, this is Archer of Archer Radio. And I think I said that also on the group show from last week as well. Or the week before that. Whenever it was. Anyway, I'm trying not to say Archer Radio because I don't have that website anymore. So it's just Archer. Archer.com. So yeah, I'm trying hard. But anyway, so Friday night, yeah, we did the podcast. And I have to apologize because I was a little drunky. And I was acting kind of silly and stupid because I listened to the podcast today and I'm thinking, oh my God, why didn't I shut up? And I was also too loud listening to Larry Vader and the boyfriend and then Daniel Brewer. My mouth was too close to my microphone. So I was too loud. Plus I was just like screaming too loud. Anyway, so forgive me for that, for that podcast. Anyway. So what did we do the rest of the weekend? Well, on Saturday, we actually slept a little late until about 9:30, I think. We did snuggles, and because it was raining and nasty and a little chilly and a little breezy, and just it was a nasty weather day, so we stayed in bed a little longer. But then we decided we would get up and get moving, and we went to a winery, probably the closest one to me. It's actually in Fairfax County, the county that I live in, so it was only like 35 minutes away, which is not bad at all when you consider how far we drive to go to wineries. But this winery is brand new. It just opened in January. They make some really nice wines, but we're not so sure that they actually make them. We think there's a different winemaker that makes them, but anyway, we enjoyed the wines. And we took some lunch with us, the leftover chicken and pasta, and had that and drank some wine there. And then we went to the mall and went and did some shopping, and I got some shirts, and I was looking for a pair of pants, but I did not find anything I liked. And the boyfriend was actually taking back something that he bought. So then when we came home, we took a nice long nip nap. I'm trying to think, it was like almost two hours long, wasn't it? I think it was. And then we got up and made some dinner. we had steaks and mashed potatoes and asparagus with a really nice red wine. And then we watched the movie that the boyfriend got in Netflix, and it was called The Mulligans, about this this straight kid who has a friend in college, and he brings the friend home for the summer, and then the friend and the kid's father have an affair, and then you deal with, you know, the fallout of them having an affair and the father coming out as gay and all this stuff. The thing is, the father looked like he was maybe 5 years older than the kid. So that was kind of strange. But they were all cute guys. I would have done them all, but they were cute. The movie was just okay. The girl, or the woman who played the mother, was the lesbian, the blonde lesbian from, I can't think, it was on Showtime. The gay show on Showtime. What's that called? Queer as Folk. I was saying, why can't I think? I'm sure you're screaming at your iPod. Queer as Folk. Anyway, so the mother was the lesbian from Queer as Folk, although she was not playing a lesbian here. She was playing a straight woman. Anyway, the movie was just okay. I didn't really care for it to jump for joy or anything, and I certainly wouldn't give it maybe no more than 2 or 3 capital A's. I don't think I'd give them even that much. Anyway, so then we went to bed. We were very tired, and we knew that we were losing an hour of sleep on Saturday night because of the change in the daylight savings time. So we went to bed. We actually went to bed at 10 o'clock, but I changed all the clocks before we went to bed to 11 o'clock, so we would feel like we're going to bed, and all the clocks would be changed in the morning, and we wouldn't be, like, you know, tricked into thinking that we have to move the clocks or, be late to something. So anyway, we went to bed and slept really well, although I actually woke up like 3 or 4 times in the night, but for like a brief second or two, and then went right back to sleep. And then on Sunday, we definitely had to get up pretty early. Actually, I got up at 7:30 and the boyfriend got up at 8, I think, or maybe it was 8:30. And made breakfast, and my mother was going to the commissary, so we met her to get the groceries. And then right after that, we left to go to a winery because I am a case club member or a cellar club member of a winery. And they were having a pickup party at the winery starting at 11 a.m., and you go there and you pick up your wine, and they were serving gumbo and rice and some bread, and you got to taste the wines that were in this quarter's shipment. So we went there. We did not get there right at 11 because we didn't even leave until 10:30. It was more like 20 after 11, but that was no big deal because it was it was the kind of thing that you just come in when you're, you know, anytime between 11 and 1. So that's what we did. Anyway, I keep saying anyway, too. I'm going to try to stop doing that. So, we got there 20 after 11 and got our gumbo. I mean, signed in, got our gumbo, and then went to the tank room and got to taste the wines. And they are having a really nice Viognier this shipment. So, and then they also have a Meritage, but that wasn't very... I mean, it needs to lay down. That's what I should say. Which means it needs to sit on your rack for about 2 years for it to be pretty decent. So we did that, and then we talked with the owner's daughter, and she wants us to come back next weekend for a Merlot vertical tasting, which means you taste Merlot from many different vintage years, and you get to, you know, take notes and talk with the winemaker and all this kind of stuff. She wants us to come then because there are other Virginia wine bloggers who are going to be there as well, and she wants to have a really good representation. So she said, you know, just come, I'll put you on the list. And we were like, oh, well, we don't have tickets. No problem, you can come, that's no problem. Since she's the owner's daughter, I mean, clearly she can do what she wants. Well, I looked it up on the website when we got home, and the tickets to that Merlot vertical tasting were $50 each. So she's giving us $100 worth of stuff, you know, for free. This is the kind of stuff that keeps happening to us. We keep getting all this, people want us to come and write about stuff. The thing is that we like these wines. So it's very easy to write about them and say nice things about them because we like them. We would not... that's always our policy, but we do not write about wines that we do not like. So, luckily, all these wines all the wineries that have been offering us stuff lately and paying for things lately, we like. So it's like no problem to write about them. So anyway, we said, okay, sure, we'll be, you know, more than happy to come. So we, you know, she put us on the list, and we were be going there next weekend, next Saturday. So then we left there and went to another winery that we had not been to in probably 2 years, because I don't like their policy. I keep boycotting them. I don't like their policy. They have two policies I don't like. Well, actually, they fixed one of them. When the last time we were there, you couldn't buy wine by the glass. You had to buy a whole bottle. Well, we hated that. Well, they've since changed that. Now you can buy it by the glass. But the other policy is you cannot bring your own food in to have a picnic, not even outside in on their lawn or, you know, on the picnic tables or anything. You can't bring your food in, period. Well, all other wineries allow you to bring your own food in. There's maybe one or two that don't. But this winery started, and they are very mean about it. Well, at least they were the one time we went there. So I don't like that about them. So I don't like their policy. So I don't like to pay for anything when I get there. So the boyfriend paid for our tastings. But we did not get a glass of wine. We didn't buy a bottle or anything. We just tasted and left. And we went to our next destination, which was, yet again, another free event. This other winery that's not too far from the one we were at the first time was having a blending lesson kind of thing. And the winemaker talks about the different wines, and he gives you a whole bunch of different wines to blend. And you along with your table, the whole table, comes up with a blend that they think is the best wine because we were working on Cabernet Francs. And then he would make up your percentages, you know, because we're blending different Merlot or different Cabernet Francs together. So then he would come up with the he would make a bottle of it, and then he would let everybody taste it, and then we would all vote on the ones we liked the best. Well, there were 40 people there, and each table, there were 10 tables, so there were 10 different concoctions of these blends. So they voted on them, and ours actually came in third. We did not come in first, we came in third, which was pretty good. We were pretty pleased with that. So that was good. But that was a really long, we were there for 4 hours, from 2:30 to 6:30. And you were actually drinking very little wine, because you only had like an ounce in your glass, and you were just doing a quick taste and trying to come up with a blend. So we actually didn't drink very much wine there at all. But they had lots of nice food. They had some really nice cheeses. They had some nice bread. They even had chocolate chip cookies. It was really good. So we actually ended up eating our main meal there at that restaurant, at that winery. But that was really fun. The whole blending thing was fun. It was fun to come in third. And when we left, we thanked the lady and the owner. We were talking about the owner's wife. We thanked her for putting us on the list, and she goes, well, we do this every year, so maybe next year you can do it again. And we're like, okay, great, keep us in mind. So we didn't get home last night on Sunday night until like 7:30 or 7:45 or something like that. And then the boyfriend had to leave right away, and I was just too tired. You know, normally I try to podcast on Sunday nights, but I was too tired, so I did not podcast. But we had such a nice weekend, a very, very wine-filled weekend, and that was really nice. Now, let's see, some other things happened today, or this occurring. Let's see. Two reminders. I am doing the live show on Thursday night on Pride48.com at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And I was just chatting, literally just a minute ago, with Ricky from Foul Monkeys, and he's going to join in the group show on Thursday night. So that's one definite that you can count on listening to or interacting with in the chat room. So remember that. Put that on your calendar. It's every Thursday night. It's either me or Arthur's doing it. So every Thursday night, 8 p.m., live on Pride48.com. And then, now I asked people to call the voicemail line, and nobody has done it. What is wrong with you people? All you have to do is call and say, hey, I'm listening. Or, I'm such and such from Oklahoma, and I listen to your podcast. But I just tested the number again to make sure it's working, and it is working just fine. It does not ring my cell phone. It goes right to Google Voice. Excuse me. That's big fatty. So the phone number is 1-260-232-2072. So somebody, please call the line. Nobody's calling it. And it's like, is anybody even still listening? I mean, I know I have the downloads because you guys are downloading like almost 500 times from the last podcast. So I know people are downloading it, but I don't hear from anybody in the voicemail. Of course, I get lots of comments, but I don't hear it from the voicemail. So I'm just curious. I'm going to my Archer stats and see. Like episode 1045 was downloaded 465 times. But episode 1046 was only downloaded 291 times. Oh, wow, look at this. 1044 was downloaded 736 times. Holy crap. So, I mean, people are downloading it, but I don't know. Maybe they're just not listening. I don't know. In any case, would somebody please leave me a voicemail? I would appreciate it. Now, today after work, I went and got my hair cut, but my regular lady was not there for the second time. Last month, she was not there, and I had a different lady do it. Well, when I walked into the shop today, and I said, is Vin here? Because that's the lady who cuts my hair, Vin. They said no, and then I was like looking around, because all these ladies stand around these little purple, gowns that they use for cutting hair in. I forget what they're called. You know, they wrap them around their clothes to not get hair all over them. A smock, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, and then so I saw the lady who cut my hair last time, and I was like, oh, can you cut my hair? And she said, yeah. So she cut my hair again, did pretty much the exact same job, short on the sides, a little bit longer on the top so that I can comb it over a little bit. And then, you know, I'm sure most of you men out there who are listening, when you go to the barber, they take their little electric trimmer and they like run it across your ears to get any ear hairs. Well, that doesn't. I have to pluck those myself. But then she says to me, do you want me to cut your eyebrows? And I was like, no, I actually do that myself. I pluck them myself. But when she said that, I was like, oh, maybe that's an indication I need to do some plucking myself. And then that, of course, made me ask the question, do you pluck or do you cut? So I want to know, for those men out there who have the bushy eyebrows, who need to, control them. Do you cut? That was my email. Do you cut your eyebrows or do you pluck them? Now, I will explain to you that I actually pluck mine because when I trim them, the hairs end up sticking straight out and it looks weird. So I can't literally cut them. I have to pluck them. I just pull them out, the really long ones. So that's what I have to do tonight, is I have to pluck these eyebrows. But I'm curious, if you would, please leave a comment telling me, do you pluck or do you cut? That's all I want to know. So, yeah. Now, if I look at politics stuff, did you happen to see, first of all, the Peter Graves died. I saw that on the news. He died of a heart attack. And it's interesting because that was on Sunday. And I saw this thing about daylight savings time, that in the first 3 days of daylight savings time, there are, you know, the percentage of deaths from heart attack rises. I forget the percentage. It was on CBS Sunday Morning Show yesterday. But I thought, oh my gosh, they're right there. That Peter Graves died of a heart attack the first, within 12 hours of this daylight savings time, which is sad. Then I saw this whole thing on the Washington Post, and it was on Huffington Post, about Glenn Beck and how he's actually causing, people at Fox News, half of them are saying, get rid of him, and the other half are, love him because he's bringing in the ratings, that kind of thing. So, there's, this divide between people in Fox News. That's kind of interesting. And then did you see the thing about John Edwards, his mistress, the one he had the kid with? She was in the GQ magazine with all those pictures. I'm like, what a freaking slut. She puts a picture in there with just a shirt on. Well, it looks like she doesn't have any underwear on. But I'm like, are you trying to draw attention to yourself? Don't you think you would just, stay, indoors and not bring attention to yourself, especially when, I don't really know. I'm just saying, that's a lot of attention. Don't you think she got enough of it with John Edwards? And where is he? What's he been doing? What's he up to? I don't know. Well, in Virginia yesterday, our House and Senate finally finished the budget, and we were $4 billion in the hole. And there was an article in the Washington Post about it. We have a local person who writes about Virginia stuff. And they made a list of some of the more important bills or more notable bills that passed and those that died. One bill under the business section says it would allow public corporate relocation incentive money to be used to renovate private structures and raises a cap on grants for companies that create high-paying jobs in Virginia. This one was designed to help Virginia lure the headquarters of LA-based Northrop Grumman. And that was approved by the General Assembly. But here's the problem. With Ken Cuccinelli's anti-gay stance, there's a good chance Northrop Grumman will not come to Virginia. And I think that's a good thing. That will show those idiots in Virginia that they need to, you know, come into the 21st century. And if you really want to attract strong companies, then you need to, you know, have a atmosphere of acceptance. Anyway, let's see. There was another one I was looking for. Oh, firearms. In Virginia, they passed the bill to allow It allows concealed handgun permit holders to carry weapons in bars, but also makes it a crime for the bearer to drink alcohol there. Hello? If a guy's going into a bar, he's going to drink. And now it's legal to take a gun into a bar in Virginia. Crazy. Then another gun one, it allows gun owners to keep a handgun in a boat or a motor vehicle if the weapon is in a locked container or compartment. Now here's the sad one. They repealed a ban on buying more than one handgun a month. And that was approved. Oh wait, is this approved by the House but killed in a Senate subcommittee? Oh, so that didn't pass. Well, that's actually good then. Let's see some other ones. I was looking for the ones that are absolutely stupid. Where is that one? Oh, there was a couple on marijuana. Oh yeah, they had a bill to prohibit the use of cell phones while driving, but that was killed in the Senate. Now listen to this one. This law, SB 18, establishes a license plate that reads, "Trust Women, Respect Choice." Money from fees for the plate will go to Planned Parenthood. And you think to yourself, wow, that's kind of slanted for Virginia. Respect choice and money going to Planned Parenthood? Well, here's the thing. Here's the reason why they came up with this one. Because the state already offers a plate that reads Choose Life, with the proceeds going to anti-abortion pregnancy centers. So they had to make it equal. I think that was very interesting. Offshore drilling. HB 787 backs oil and gas drilling exploration, development, and production 50 miles off the coast of Virginia. You know what they say, drill, baby, drill. And now you can in the state of Virginia. Miscellaneous. Where's this one? Oh, HB 1116 would provide legal protections for public employees against discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. It was approved by the Senate, but killed in the House. The House members are the idiots. Let's see. I guess that's all the major ones. Interesting, though. I know, you probably could care less about the Virginia General Assembly and what laws they're passing, but they had 61 days, but normally they have a 60-day legislative session where they come in and they have to do all these bills and everything. And then I guess after the 60 days, they go back to their regular jobs. But this time they had to go 61 days, which means they worked on Sunday. And interestingly, because in the budget crisis year, the House decided they would not take a per diem pay for Sunday. But the Senate said, oh yes, we will take it. So now they have to come up with money to pay for the senators to be in session for Sunday, which is crazy. I mean, the kind of shit going on in Virginia just drives me crazy. Anyway, we talked about that on the show on Friday night. One last thing. I don't know if anybody saw this, but today, March 15th, marks the 25th anniversary of .com. I saw that, I think, on Huffington Post as well. It was 25 years ago in 1985, was it? Where did I see that? I thought it was on... there's something else I'll mention. thought it was on Huffington Post, but anyway, .com is now 25 years old. And I thought this was interesting, 1985, that's when .com started. I didn't think it would be that long ago. I would think more like 1990 or something, but that's what they say, 25 years old, so congratulations, .com. Now, here's a headline on Huffington Post that kind of makes me pissed off. Well, makes me mad a little bit, but the headline reads, iPad sales plummet after first day success. And then you click on the link and it says, iPad sales hit 120,000 on first day, analysts estimate. Well, they dropped off to like 50,000 on, I think it was Sunday. Hello? Just because it dropped down to 50,000 doesn't mean that it plummeted. I mean, if you look strictly at the numbers, yes, it did plummet, but it makes it sound so negative that they, like, all of a sudden the iPad is not a popular item. Well, hello? 120,000 on the first day? I'd say that's pretty popular. I just don't like the way people write their headlines. Well, I've said that before. Anyway, I've been talking too long, so I'm going to let this go, boys and girls. And I hope you had a great Monday, and I hope you had a great weekend. And we will be back on Thursday night for the live show on Pride48.com at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And so far, Ricky from Foul Monkeys will be joining us. All right, boys and girls, until next time. Bye.